Welcome back to another episode of Two Front Seats.
I was early on that one.
You nailed it. Today we are reviewing Mission Impossible Fallout.
Dude, you're so excited for this movie.
I love this movie. It was fantastic.
Dude, every time I looked over, you were smiling.
I just don't understand how you haven't seen any of the other movies in the Mission franchise.
I never got a chance to.
What do you mean never got a chance to? They've been out since like 1997.
Yeah, no one put it on. Actually, you know what? You did put it on, but I was scared of it at the time.
Well, the first one's very different than any of the others. And then Mission Impossible 2 is also very different from all the others.
I only watched half of Mission Impossible. So I have to finish that.
The first one?
Yeah.
This franchise has no business getting better every single time they make one.
Definitely. I really like this movie. For my first Mission Impossible, it set the bar.
And you're missing out because it actually did, and this isn't even spoilers, but it actually did a really good job of tying all the previous movies, like every single one, together.
Really?
Actually, yeah.
I don't know his name, but the guy that played Superman was my favorite.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah.
Henry Cavill, sorry.
Oh. Yeah, he was my favorite.
Him and his mustache were fantastic in this movie.
That's what ruined Justice League, his mustache.
Do you think his mustache was worth it in Justice League now?
Yeah, definitely.
It's worth seeing the crappy CGI in Justice League just to know that he had the mustache in Mission Impossible.
You shouldn't just see Justice League. It's like awful, you know?
Yeah, Justice League is terrible. This movie is like not only like one of the best Mission Impossible movies, but it's also just one of the best movies. Surprising considering it's the sixth one in the franchise.
Yeah, I liked it. I don't know what to say about it because I haven't seen any like other Mission Impossible, so I can't compare it.
Yeah, but compare it to even just other action movies. Like I would compare it to The Dark Knight.
Really?
Actually, this movie gave a lot. Yeah, it had a lot of Dark Knight feel. Like the music, which to be honest, this is one of the best scores for Mission Impossible ever. Like I've just been listening to the soundtrack on Spotify like since the movie came out.
Yeah, I like the score. I'm just kind of saying what you're saying because like I don't really have an opinion on this movie. I just liked it.
You have no opinion on this movie?
Well, like I did like it. It's just like I don't know what to say about it.
Well, was it enjoyable?
Yeah, it was enjoyable. I enjoyed it a lot. Well, you know my favorite character is Benji. I don't know why. He's just like the best character.
Simon Pegg's character?
Yeah.
Yeah, I recently rewatched all of the other Mission Impossibles, and so Benji, Simon Pegg's character, shows up in 3, which is the one J.J. Abrams did. And honestly, like I think like J.J. Abrams doesn't even get enough credit that he really steered this whole franchise in the direction it went to lead up to being Fallout, because you know, the first one is a great movie in itself, but more so just because it's like a good spy 90s Brian De Palma film. And the second one is just sort of this bizarre, weird John Woo action movie. But Mission Impossible 3 like kind of set the tone for like what Fallout is, which is just sort of like a hardcore, very realistic, I mean, to an extent realistic action movie in the sense that like the stunts feel as real as possible. There isn't too much CGI. But this movie, like Fallout, just puts it on a whole new level. Like, I was just literally, like you said, I was smiling the entire time This movie was playing. Like, I just want to watch this movie like over and over and over again. Like everything was just so awesome. Like I said, the music, the characters, Tom Cruise, the cinematography. Like it's really an expertly crafted movie.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about it. It was just really good.
What was your favorite stunt?
Oh, the helicopter scene. That was like the best one.
Yeah, they show some of it in the trailer. We won't talk too much about it, but the helicopter scene will just like make you breathless, basically.
No, that's not my favorite stunt. It's when they're it's the car chase. That was my favorite.
Oh yeah, there's a car chase through France that I actually just watched a behind the scenes featurette on it, and they actually shot it in France. They went through all the streets and everything, which is, like that's absolutely so cool. Incredible. But, yeah,
that must cost a lot to like rent a street, you know.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. So how many Tom Cruise jumping out of an airplane do you give this one out of 10?
I think I gave it out of 9. I would give it 10, but I haven't seen any other Mission Impossible movie. I'm kind of like,
That's pretty good. considering you haven't seen them all. Even as a standalone film, you're giving it 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it was really good.
I think we're going to watch this one again and then do a you have to, okay, here's what has to happen. You have to watch all of the Mission Impossible movies.
Okay.
And until you do that, we can't see it again.
Okay, I'm down. I'll watch it. I'll start watching it now right after this.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you for listening to another episode of Two Front Seats. We will be back with a full in-depth discussion of Mission Impossible Fallout.
Okay. Cheers. I don't have an outro, but bye. See ya.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.